Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, see his banner go. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 10th of May, 2017. We are in the book of Psalms, and today we will begin with the very famous Psalm number 23. This has a title, and it is a Psalm of Dawid. Without further ado, let's get right into this beautiful psalm. Verse 1 of Psalm 23. Yahweh is my shepherd, 7462. I shall not lack, 2637. Verse 2, and you can reference Revelations chapter 7, verse 17, for verse 2. He, this is all one word, makes me lie down, 7257, in green, 1877, pastures, 4999. He leads me, 5095. Besides, 5921, the quiet, 4496, waters, 4325. Verse 3, he restores, 7725, my soul, 5315. And this can also read being, as in a person's life. 5315 has that meaning as well. He guides me, 5148, in the paths, 4570, of righteousness, 6664, for his name's sake. Verse 4, yea, though I walk, 1980, through the valley, 1516, of the shadow of death, all one word, 6757, I will fear, 3372, no evil, 7451, and that can also mean harm or calamity. Because you, speaking of Yahweh, are with me. Your rod, 7626, and your staff, 4938, they comfort me, 5162. Verse 5, you prepare, 6186, a table before me in the presence of, 5048, my enemy, 6887. You anoint, 1878, my head with oil, 8081. Now that's pure beaten olive oil. My cup overflows, 7310. Verse 6, surely, 389, goodness, 2896, and mercy, 2617, shall pursue me, 7291, all the days of my life, and I will dwell, 3427, in the house of Yahweh for limitless 753 years, 3117. Now that's yom, and can mean a day or a period of time, such as years. In verse 1, they took out the word, the holy name, Yahweh, and they put in the Lord. That is Adonai. I have corrected this. The very first word in this entire psalm is the holy name of Yahweh. It's not about Baal or a Lord. So much for the translators. Pardon me while I get a cup of coffee here, or a drink of coffee. Oh, that is very satisfying, to say the very least. I need my coffee to function a lot of times. And let's get into Psalm 24. This also has a title, and it is a Psalm of David. Verse 1, the land, 776, that's Eretz, is Yahweh's, and the contents of it, that's all one word, 4393, the world, 8398, that is Tebel, and those who live in it, 3427, that's to abide, to dwell. Verse 2 of Psalm 24, because he has founded, 3245, because he has founded it upon the seas, 3220, and established it, 3559, that's made it to be upon the waters. Now let's stop right here. It goes all the way back to Genesis, where the earth was covered by water, and Yahweh willed, and the land, the dry is what it's called, appeared. He made land come up out of the seas by his very will. Verse 3. Who shall ascend, 5927, the mountain, 2022, of Yahweh? Who shall stand, 6965, in his holy place? Okay, let's stop right here. To go up the mountain to the temple, the holy place where the Ark of the Covenant was. In David's time, it was still the tent of meeting, the tabernacle from the wilderness. They had not built the temple yet. But that is where resided the Ark of the Covenant, on top of the mountain where Solomon would eventually build the first temple. So here is who is going to go up and be in the temple. Verse 4, and you can reference verse 4 here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. He who has cleaned, 5355, hands, and a pure, 1249, heart, who has not lifted up, 5375, his soul by lies, 7723. Now, soul here is again 5315. His physical being also would apply. In other words, to lie in order to raise yourself up in standing in the community. Nor sworn, 76:50, deceitfully, 48:20. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing, 1:2:9:3, from Yahweh, and righteousness, 6:6:6:6, from the Elohim of his salvation, 3:4:6:8. That establishes Yahweh as the Savior again. Another instance. It's all through Scripture. Verse 6. This is the generation of those who seek him, 18:75. Who seek, 1:2:4:5, your presence, O Yaakov. He's speaking to the tribes of Israel. Who seek your presence, O Jacob. He's speaking to Israel. Right there. So you have two words for seek here. Number 1875 and 1:2:4:5. And then we have Selah, which is 5:5:4:2. That's a musical rest and a pause for reflection upon what has been said in the prior verses. Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, 81:79, speaking of the gates of Jerusalem. And be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Those are the doors of the area around the temple. Even though it was in a tent still, they had it set up like there were gates and doors in the outer courtyard. So the King of Glory may come in. Now, it explains that in the next verse, verse 8. Who is this King of Glory? Yahweh, strong, 5808, and mighty, 1368. Yahweh, mighty in battle, 4421. Because Yahweh was fighting for Israel against the enemies in those days. 9. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors. So the King of Glory may come in. It repeats itself. Verse 10. Who is this King of Glory? Yahweh of hosts, 6:6:3:5. He is the King of Glory. And then we have Selah again. Pause for contemplation. And host is 6:6:3:5, and that can mean the hosts of heaven, the divine servants of Yahweh, the messengers, the armies, the human armies. Means it's Sebaot, Yahweh Sebaot. And it means service, servants, army, divine servants, angels, whatever, human armies. It's used almost 500 times in the Old Testament. That's a lot. Let me clear my lungs and get another drink of coffee. There we are. Now we have Psalm 25. It also has a title and says, of Dawid. Verse 1. To you, O Yahweh, I lift up my soul. And here, that does mean soul. 5:3:1:5 does mean soul. Not the physical being, okay? It has many meanings, but in context, you have to look at it carefully. Verse 2. O my Elohim, I trust in you. That's 982. May I not be put to shame? 954. Do not let my hated enemies, 341, rejoice, 5950, over me. May I not be put to shame. Verse 3. Yea, let none that hope, 6960, in you be ashamed. Okay? Anybody that trusts in Yahweh, justify their trust. Let them be ashamed that betray, 898, for no reason, 7387. Boy, is that ever going on today. Verse 4. Make me know your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your paths as the path of righteousness. Verse 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the Elohim of my salvation. Again, Yahweh is the Savior. For you I wait all the day. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to wait on Yahweh, and he will give help at his time if he hears the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the unrighteous he will not hear. Verse 6, remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies, 7356, and your loving kindnesses, 2617, for they are from everlasting, 5769. Yahweh has always been merciful and loving, but he is our Heavenly Father, and he will chastise his children if they disobey him. We cannot expect anything less. Pardon the pauses, folks. I have to cough early in the morning. My bronchial problem is with me as usual. And when I speak and talk a lot, it gets clogged up, and I don't want to have an open mic and do that. I do the best I can. I have my hand on the mute button. Verse 7 of Psalm 25. Do not remember my youthful sins, 2403, or my transgressions, 6588. According to your mercy, 2617, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Yahweh. In other words, all of us have sinned, especially in our younger days, and when we get older, hopefully, we will be wiser. I say that tongue-in-cheek, hopefully, okay. I have to fight the guy in the mirror every day because, I am my own biggest enemy, and I stray, and I just kick myself when I do that. And, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. That's against the laws. And then I ask for forgiveness and make it right. That's the only way you can do it. We are Adam, you know. We are not perfect. We will be someday. We're supposed to be perfect in our efforts. There was only one that was perfect, and that was Yeshua Messiah. Praise Yahweh. Verse 8 of Psalm 25. Good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore, he teaches sinners, 2400, that would be us, the way, 1870. That is the way of life that he wants us to lead. It's an ongoing learning process, being alive in these bodies. verse 9 of Psalm 25. The humble, 6035, he guides in judgment or justice, 4941. And he teaches the humble his way. We have to humble ourselves before him and not be proud and arrogant. Verse 10. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy, 2617, and truth, 571. For those that keep, 5341, his covenant, 1285, and his testimonies, 5713. We're supposed to keep his laws as best we can. We don't write them off. We don't say, oh, they're gone. They're not. Verse 11, for your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon, 5545, my iniquity, 5771, for it is great, 7227. That's Dawood, King Dawood speaking. And when he says pardon or forgive, 5545, it's literally to lift up from upon. So please lift my iniquity from up upon me. And he's the only one, Yahweh is the only one that can do that. If you ask him. Verse 12. What man fears Yahweh? He shall teach him the way he should choose. 977. Through his scriptures, we will be taught the proper way, and through the Holy Spirit when it indwells within you, if you are one of his. Verse 13, his soul shall dwell at ease, 2896, and his posterity, 2233, literally his seed line, shall inherit, 3423, or possess the land, 776. Eretz, verse 14. The private counsel, 5475, of Yahweh is for those that fear him, all one word, 3373, and to them he makes known his covenant. We have covenant with Yahweh. Several covenants. Verse 15. My eyes are ever toward Yahweh, for he shall free, 3318, my feet from the net, 7568. Free here means to make go forth, number 3318. And you get tangled up in a net, well, he makes your feet free from the net. So that's why they translated it free. But it literally means make to go forth. Verse 16 of Psalm 25. Turn, 6437, to me and have mercy on me. That's all one word. 2603. Because I am lonely, 3173, and afflicted, 6041. Verse 17. The troubles, 6869, of my heart increase, 7337. Bring me out of my distress, 4691. Verse 18. Look at my affliction and my troubles, 5999, and take away all my sins. Verse 19, consider my hated enemies, for they are many, and they hate, 8130, with violent, Hamas, 2555, hatred, 8135. Verse 20, O protect or guard or keep 8104, My Life. And Deliver Me, 5337. Yahweh is the deliverer. Do Not Let Me Be Put to Shame, 954. For I Take Refuge, 2620, in You. Verse 21. Let Integrity, 8537, and Uprightness, 3476, Preserve Me, 5341, for I wait on You. Again, that said, wait on Yahweh. Verse 22. Redeem, 6299, Israel, O Elohim, from all its troubles, 6869. And that ends Psalm 25. It shows that Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of Israel right here. And how did He do that? He manifested Himself in the form of a man called Yahshua, the Son. Who redeemed Israel. He is the Redeemer of Israel. That's Yahweh. Get another little sip of this coffee while it is still relatively warm. Oh, I love these Psalms. These are just wonderful. I can read a psalm a day. I'm glad I'm into them because this is part of my favorites in Scripture. I have a number of favorites, and this is one of them. The Psalms are beautiful, and they teach. They give many, many wonderful examples of how to live our lives, which is the purpose, to lift up your spirit and your being in Yahweh. Here's Psalm 26. It has a title. It says, Of Dawid. Verse 1. Vindicate me, 8199, O Yahweh, for I have walked, 1980, in my integrity, 8537. I have trusted, 982, in Yahweh. I shall not slide, 4571. That's to backslide or slip off the path of righteousness. Verse 2. Examine me, 974, O Yahweh, and prove me, 5254. Test, 6884, my mind, 3629, and my heart, 3820. Now prove me true to You. Verse 3. For Your loving kindness, again, 2617, is before my eyes, and I walk in Your truth, 571. I do not sit with worthless, 7723, persons, neither will go in with keepers of secrets, 5956. Let's stop here. Keepers of secrets. That sounds like our government. It really does. Everything's secret. Because if it's not secret and it's out in the open, it will be shown to be the evil that it is. Just a thought. Verse 5 of Psalm 26. I hate, 8130, the company, 6951, of evildoers, 7489, and will not sit with the wicked, 7563. In other words, he won't keep evil companions. And you have somebody that you know that is robbing houses and dealing drugs and doing a lot of stuff, you are to avoid them like the plague. They are evil doers. Do not have any association with them. Those are wise words. Wise words. Why would you want to get caught up in their actions? Because you'll wind up in jail with them. If you're hanging around them, they'll consider you guilty too, even if you haven't done anything. Verse 6. I wash, 7364, my hands, 3709, literally the palms of the hands as a cupped vessel. In innocence, 5356, and go around, 5437, your altar, 4196, O Yahweh. Now, this is a ceremonial washing of hands to pronounce innocence. Like Pilate did, I wash my hands of this man. I'm innocent of his blood. Well, that's what David was saying here. Little information you might not have. That's a ceremony, the washing of the hands to pronounce innocence. Verse 7, so I may proclaim, 8085, literally to make heard with the voice, 6963, of thanksgiving, 8426, and tell, 5608, or report of all your wondrous works. That's one word, 6381. Verse 8. Yahweh, I love, 157, the house of your dwelling and the place the place, 4725, where your glory, 3519, abides, 4908. He's speaking of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, because Yahweh's glory rested on the cherubims over the Ark of the Covenant. Let me clear my pipes again here. Verse 9. Do not gather, 622, my soul or being with sinners, 2400, nor my life with bloody, 1818, men. When you gather them, they gather them up. Be gathered to the people means they die. Like Aharon was gathered to his people. Well, he passed away. That was a poetic form of saying he died. Verse 10, and whose hands are wickedness, 2154, and whose right hand, 3225, is full of bribes, 7810. People that bribe people off, like judges and prosecutors and senators and congressmen. Boy, we have that today. Verse 11. I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me, 6299. And be merciful to me, 2603. Verse 12, my foot stands in an even place, 4334, in assemblies, 4721, I will bless, 1288, Yahweh, the assembly of the people, not church, assemblies. A man's right hand here is symbolic of a man's power. And any dealings referring to the right hand have great importance. His miracles that he did by his right hand, okay, when speaking of Yahweh. Now we get to Psalm 27, and again it has a title, and it says of Dawid. It's another Psalm of David. Pardon me. Let me drink a little more of this coffee. I've been coughing quite a bit. Ah, that helps. Verse 1 of Psalm 27. Yahweh is my light, 2:1-6. That can be light or enlightenment, to give knowledge. And my salvation, 3:4-6:8. Again, Yahweh is referred to as the Savior. Whom shall I fear? 3:3-7:2. Yahweh is the fortress, 4:5:8:1, of my life. Of whom shall I be in awe? 6:3:4:2. Verse 2, when the evildoers, 7:4:8:9, my enemies, 6:8:6:2, and my hated enemies, 3:4:1, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled, 3:7:8:2, and fell, 5:3:0:7. And that usually means fell down in death. Verse 3. Though an army, 4:2:6:4, should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. 9:8:2. Again, that means to put trust in or be confident in Yahweh. There we go. Rough morning here. Verse 4. One thing I have asked, 7:5:9:2, or requested or made supplication to, of Yahweh, that I will seek after, 1:2:4:5, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh, and to seek for truth in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of evil or harm or calamity, he shall hide me, 6:8:4:5, in his tabernacle, 55:20, in the hiding place, 5:6:4:3, of his tent, that's the tent of meeting, he shall hide me, 5:6:4:1. He shall set me up upon a rock. And Yahweh is always termed the rock of Israel. That's our foundation stone. Something that's so solid and immovable, we can always trust in it. So that's one of the appellations of Yahweh, that he is our rock of deliverance. And right now, we have strayed from that belief in great numbers. Now, the faithful in Christian identity that have come back over to the full worship of Yahweh and the keeping of his feasts and the reading of his word and living a lifestyle that we used to and should still be living, have gone back to the ways of Yahweh, that's CI, some more or less. I mean, we're only men. It's an ongoing process every day of our lives. But the intent is there, and that's what Yahweh sees. Verse 6 of Psalm 27. And now my head shall be lifted up above my hated enemies around me. Therefore I shall offer 2076 in his tent sacrifices, 2077, of shouts of joy. 8643. Stop right here. 2076 offer is to make slaughterings or to slaughter for sacrifice. In his tent sacrifices, the actual sacrifice, 2077. There's one number difference. And he's talking, he will offer as a sacrifice shouts of joy. This is very poetic and very beautiful. Continuing on with verse 6. I will sing. 7891. Yea, I will sing and play. That's a combination. That's one word. 2167. To Yahweh. Because he was a master musician and he wrote all these songs. These are songs. Set to music. Verse 7. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry out with my voice. Have mercy on me. That's one word. 2603. And answer me. 6030. Now this is implied in verse 8. It says, when you said, that's implied. It's not actually in the Hebrew. Seek my presence. 1245. My heart said to you, your presence, Yahweh, I will seek. Okay. All that's going to the temple. He went to the temple a lot. He lived right there. So he could just walk to the temple and pray. Verse 9. Do not hide your presence from me. Do not turn away your servant in anger. In other words, please don't reject me. You have been my help. Do not leave me alone or forsake me, O Elohim of my salvation. That's God of my salvation. Again, Yahweh is the Savior. Verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahweh will gather me up. 6:22. Now that's just a poetic saying. It doesn't mean his parents were going to leave him. That's poetic. Verse 11. Teach me, 3384, your way, O Yahweh, and guide me, 5148, in a straight, 4334, path, 7734. 734, because of my enemies. His enemies were trying to make him do wrong things. All the intrigue of the kingdom, just like we have intrigue in the government today, doing wrong things, bribery and murder and everything. Verse 12, do not deliver me over. Now deliver is 5414. That means to give or place or put or deliver. Do not deliver me over to the will, 5315. Now that can mean soul or being or the will, the being of my adversaries, 6862. Because lying, 8267, witnesses, 5707, are risen up, 6965, against me, and those that breathe out, 3307, cruelty, 2555. Well, they had false witnesses against Yeshua Messiah. They lied on him. They lied on David. They lie on a lot of patriots and people that are preaching the word of Yahweh today. They lie on them and slander them and call them names. Well, they did that to all the disciples. Don't feel alone if people are being evil, because this is evil times right now. Yep, ran out of breath. Verse 13. This is implied. I would have fainted. That's not actually in the Hebrew. It's implied. In verse 13. Unless I had believed, 539, I would see the goodness, 2898, of Yahweh in the land of the living. Verse 14. Wait, 6960, on Yahweh. Be courageous, 2388, and he shall strengthen, 553, your heart. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. Another admonition to be patient and let Yahweh do what he's going to do. That's another wait on Yahweh thing. That's all through the Psalms. That ends Psalm 27. Let's do Psalm 28 here. I can do a couple more here, but then I'm going to run out of time. Psalm 28 has a title, and it just says, of Dawid. Verse 1, to you will I cry, speaking of Yahweh, O Yahweh, my rock, 6697. There's the rock thing again. Do not be silent, 2790, to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those that go down, 3381, into the pit, 953. That's literally a figurative of death. Go down into the pit of death from not hearing the voice of Yahweh. If Yahweh withdraws, it's a terrible thing. Verse 2, hear the voice of my supplications, 8469, when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy room, 1687. That the holy room is where the ark was kept in the temple. Verse 3, do not drag me away, that's one word, 4900, with the wicked, 7563, and with the doers, 6466, of iniquity, 205, that's literally bad sin, which speak peace, 7965, to other people, 7453, but evil, 7451, that's literally evil, is in their hearts. Boy, we have that today. Peace, peace, there is no peace. More war, 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 money, money, money. Verse 4, and you can reference Revelations chapter 22, verse 12 with verse 4. Give them according to their deeds, 6467, and according to the wickedness, 7455, of their actions, 4611. That's what's going to come back on them. Give to them after the work of their hands, render to them their recompense, 1576. The justice that's going to come on them. Verse 5, because they do not pay attention to, 995, the works of Yahweh, nor the workmanship of his hands. He made everything. And they don't acknowledge this great miracle that he has wrought. He shall destroy them, 2040, and not build them up, 1129. Verse 6. Blessed be Yahweh, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Verse 7. Yahweh is my strength, 5797, and my shield, 4043. My heart trusted in him, again, that's 9982. And I am helped, 5826. Because he said, Yahweh, you're my helper. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, that's one word, 5937, with my song, 7892, I will praise him, 3034. And all of these songs, he wrote these songs in praise to Yahweh. Verse 8. Yahweh is their strength, and he is the saving, 3444, strength, 4581, of his anointed, 4899. Now, they're not talking about Yeshua Messiah here. They're talking about the anointed people of Israel. And it reiterates that in the next verse, verse 9. Save, 3467, your people. That's who they were talking about in verse 8. The anointed people of Israel. We are his personal possession. We are Yahweh's chosen people, above all the people on the earth. Even though we have erred and he's punishing us right now, he will return us. Have faith in that. Wait on Yahweh, as it says in all these Psalms. Save your people and bless your inheritance, 5159, that's Israel. Feed them, 7462, that's pasture them, or pasture. Feed them also, feed them the word, and lift them up until everlasting, 5769. Live in his word, Israelites. That's our food. They say there will be a famine in the last days. It will be a famine of the word. We will be starving for the word of Yahweh. Well, not us, but a lot of people that have not come over to him. Well, here's Psalm 29, and it has a title, A Psalm of David. And here's verse 1 and verse 1 and 2. You can reference Psalms 96, verses 7 through 9. Give to Yahweh, O you sons of the mighty. Okay, that's B'nai El. 410 is El, and that means the mighty. It can be used of divine beings, or mighty men, or magistrates, people with power. Okay. Give to Yahweh, O you sons of the mighty. Give to Yahweh glory, 3519, and strength, 5797. And then a tribute to him is what he's saying. Verse 2, give to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bow down, 7812, that's literally to prostrate yourself. Bow down to Yahweh in the majesty, 1927, of his holiness. Just, you're supposed to bow down just because he's so holy. Verse 3. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The El, that's 410, the mighty one, or the God, It can mean divine being. Of glory thunders. 7:4:8:1. Yahweh is upon many waters. Verse 4. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. 3:5:8:1. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. 19:26. Verse 5. The voice of Yahweh breaks. 7:6:6:5. The cedars. 7:30. Yea, Yahweh breaks the cedars of Lebanon. 3:8:4:4. Now, in those days, the cedars of Lebanon were not small cedar trees like we have now. They were 1,000 years old, and they were absolutely huge. I mean, like the redwoods. Verse 6. He also makes them to skip. 7:4:50. Like a calf. 5:6:9:5. You ever see a little calf? They play and dance around in the field when they're little calves. Lebanon and Shirion. 8:3:03. Like a son of a wild ox. 7:2:1:4. Verse 7. The voice of Yahweh hews out. 2:6:7:2. The flames. 3:8:5:2. Of fire. 7:8:4. Verse 8. The voice of Yahweh shakes. 2:3:4:2. The wilderness. 4:0:5:7. Yahweh shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. 6:9:4:6. Verse 9. The voice of Yahweh makes the deer. 3:5:5. To calve. 2:3:4:2. And strips bare. 2:3:8:4. The forest. 3:2:9:5. And in his temple. 19:64. Everyone. Or all, that's 3:6:0:5, speaks of his glory. He strips bare forest with mighty winds, rips the bark off of trees, and the deer, calve, they have their fawns. Verse 10, Yahweh sits, 3:4:2:7, and enthroned is implied. Okay, in the Hebrew. Yahweh sits enthroned over the deluge, 3:9:9:9. Yea, Yahweh sits as king, capital K, 4:4:2:8, forever, 5:7:6:9. Verse 11, Yahweh will give strength, 5:7:9:7, to his people, that is Israel. Yahweh will bless his people with peace, 7:9:6:5. That is shalom. And that ends Psalm 29. And I'm running close to the end of the hour here, brothers and sisters. I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will talk to you again on the 12th with a new show for Word for Word. Praise Yahweh in all things, and love your neighbor as yourself, because he is your kinsman from the same womb. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going.